Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey, this beautiful evening. I have a wonderful echo going on here, Doug, but for years now, I have observed folks living their own soul's journey, being authentic, real, and loving themselves as well as serving others. And tonight, I have as my very special guest, not only a friend, but a wonderful spiritual woman who is truly living her soul's journey. Personally, I have known many astrologers and have had readings with dozens of them over my few years as Vicki. Yet, up until now, meeting Lorelei, she has now been able to take the information that she has learned of astrology and put it into a philosophy, a way of life, and a way of working with relationships and your dreams to make your life more fulfilling and beautiful. So Lorelei works with conscious business owners to help them experience how they are aligned energetically with their vision. So tonight, my special guest from Robin's Cosmic Nest, Lorelei Robbins. How are you, Lorelei?
Hey, sweetie. Hello? Long time no
see. Yeah. Well, it is good to have you on the show tonight, and I just want to let you know we already have a caller, so we'll get to you, Cindy, in just a moment. I want to just thank you because now you have a program called Thank Your Lucky Stars Conscious Business Solutions, and just briefly tell us, because we got to talk about it all during the hour, Lorelei, about what you do to help people, but just tell us a little bit about how this came to be, the lucky stars part especially. Thank Your Lucky Stars.
Thank you so much, Vicki, and I'm so honored to be here. I mean, I think being a New Yorker, I can do this pretty quickly. To make a long story short, I have a personnel background where I was the personnel resource for companies that didn't have one. So I would go in and I would help them figure out what the job was, and then I would run the ad, and then I would do all the legwork, and I would use astrology on the back end to help me understand people and why they were in certain jobs and loved it and why they were in other jobs and hated it. And so I had a 98% success rate in terms of the chemistry between the employer and the individual. So to make a long story short, but I used astrology sort of behind the scenes. I mean, the clients knew I would, you know, once I had rapport with them, I would say, you know, by the way, I'm an astrology buff. Do you mind telling me your birthday? And it was rare that somebody didn't. But fast forward, now this is what's so exciting for me, because now it's like I walk in the front door with all of my skills. In other words, I've come to a point where, you know, it's really painful for me to see people who are not, it's not about even living your dream. It is that, but it is where they have something to offer. They have, we all, as we did yesterday, we all have unique talents and abilities that we came in with, and people want to be in service. They want to use what they've got in the work that they do and be paid well to do it. And so I've, you know, now decided to officially marry my personnel business background with the astrological and spiritual expertise. And Thank Your Lucky Stars is the name of my corporation from 1987. When I turned 40, yep, I'm going to be 69 this year, guys. When I became, that's when I said, I can't do this personnel thing anymore. So many employers didn't give a crap, pardon my French, about the people that worked with them. And my idealism was in the toilet. You know, I just wanted to be in service. I mean, you've known me a long time. So now it's just so exciting for me to own it, to finally own it and me to value it. It's not about anybody else not valuing my talents and abilities. It's me. You know, this is the point in my life where it's time for me. I could have been 40 or 45, but that wasn't my journey. You know, it's like we all have our journey, and the fat lady hasn't sung yet. That's all I can say.
Well, I tell you, and it is so beautiful because, you know, we are all living our soul's journey, and it depends on where we are. It's all about divine timing. But the way that you have, and then I want to take this call because I like sure. when people call, I like to take their calls. I love the way that you have incorporated the two together and own them and feel so comfortable in your own skin with it. Cindy, how are you this evening?
Hi, it's Sydney, and I just wanted to tell you, you have the best guest in the world.
She
does make dreams come true.
Well, I am so happy. Did I meet you last night?
No, you didn't meet her. But you've met her on the phone before.
Oh, okay, great. Well, did you have any question for Lorelei?
God, I didn't know I got to ask a question.
We're basically talking, but I mean, if you have something to share or ask something, I know Lorelei would be happy, and I'll be happy help you with anything. What is it you're wanting to talk to us about?
Well, I would love to talk about the best timing to. Move forward as I keep going in and out of being in New York.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to just make a statement on this. Lorelei, this is something that she can address with you individually, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Because unless you want to address this, Lorelei, it's we're going to be talking a lot about her conscious business solutions. So, Lorelei?
Right. I mean, And you know, again, I would say we can do this. You know, we have our full moon call coming up on Wednesday. You know, but I mean, you know, Sydney and I know each other, and I know her chart. And so let me say to you, Vicky, actually, this will make a lot of sense. So this is so perfect that it would be you, Sydney, because Sydney is a Pisces. Vicky's a Pisces, who also has Aries energy. So we've talked a lot about the marriage of how to marry the Pisces, talk about cast of characters, when we talked about it yesterday, the Pisces, gentle, compassionate, caring, with the Aries, which is lead follower, get out of my way.
Okay.
And being true to oneself. And being Pisces, but basically honoring the Aries energy and doing what you want to do. And that's not an easy energy to necessarily integrate. So that's been a lot, right, Sydney, of our journey, which is very much about, you know, giving voice to these different cast of characters, to these different characters.
So, Sydney, if you were working in an office building, if you were working in your business as a conscious business entrepreneur, then you would have to really incorporate and understand how your Pisces connects with your Aries. So I can see where this would make a big, big change in the way people dream in their lives, Lorelei.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's been interesting to watch because, Vicky, you also have Pisces and Aries energy. It's been interesting to watch to be, you know, on Sydney's team, on her dream team, and to experience her struggles with it because you know that. I mean, you know, and then this is what's so beautiful, I think, frankly, and it sounds arrogant, but the moon's in Leo, I might as well be arrogant. You know, what I've created is really brilliant because it's a way to understand how we're wired in a way that's playful, but it is also so valuable because somebody with Pisces who's got Aries, if they're not in touch with the part of them that is selfish and the part of them that wants what they want when they want it, and if they're hanging out in the victim stuff of Pisces, but they're pissed off that they can't do their Aries, right? You know, then they're not operating with all their energy. So the energy. So you want to speak to that? Just say something about that, Sydney, because that's really been our journey together.
That has been the whole journey. I have, for the first time, stepped into what I actually want without feeling horrifically guilty for even wanting it, much less doing it. And it really was that process of marrying the Aries and the Pisces, because it always felt to the Pisces that it was unspeakably selfish and insensitive to just do something just because I wanted to.
Yeah. I understand that.
So this is because you'd think this was a setup call, but it wasn't. You know, but this was really perfect. because this is like jumping right in to what we're talking about in terms of conscious business solutions, conscious, using our energy consciously. So for Pisces with Aries to say, there's a part of me that is selfish, and I'm going to own it, and I'm going to put it on top of the table, and I'm not going to manipulate people, or I'm not going to do the victim and the whiny thing, you know, if I don't get what I want, and I'm going to own how inspiring I am, and how imaginative, and how I'm compassionate, and I want to help, and all of that, you know? I mean, Steve Jobs was a Pisces with an Aries moon. We talked about this, Sydney, and that's what Sydney is. She's a Pisces with a moon's Aries.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I'm... So my point being, something shifted for me in terms of really stepping into owning my value around this, like going, wow, you really can know how to do this, you know, but yet, and so many people are there because of the state of the world and the universe and the economy, more and more people are leaving jobs, corporate jobs, whatever, and they're wondering, you know, do I have what it takes to be an entrepreneur, to be a business owner, to take my vision for something and put it out there in the world and, you know, and get the support that I need to do that. So, you know, I mean, talk about divine timing, Vicki. It's like ever since yesterday, it's like everything is clicking all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I got the breakthrough that I've been so witnessing when wanting for everybody else, because we're all a reflection of each other. And the sun's in Pisces now, and what better time to know we're all one than when the sun is in Pisces?
And the dog is big.
And your dogs are big.
Oh, I know. They're upset. They're like all upset about something. I've got two. Listen, by the way, both of my dogs are Pisces and Cancer. So, as far as
we need to look at their cast of characters, Vicki, because they were just definitely responding to what we're doing here.
Yes, yes, they really get into it, and it's fascinating because we have a Pisces and a Cancer.
Perfect.
Now this is a real quick question for you, Sydney. Do you have a business? Are you an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was just curious because I want to share one thing with anyone out there that's listening that's also Pisces and also Aries, is that for years, actually until Lorelei, you and I started talking, I don't know, maybe a year ago, it didn't even register before that. But I, as a Pisces, never acknowledged that I had, or even had the knowledge, I should say. It's not that I didn't acknowledge it. I didn't have the knowledge that I had any Aries. And so when I had all this drive and energy, I couldn't understand it. It was like something I did not understand, because I saw myself as a Pisces only. And so the Aries part of me, I did not even acknowledge as real in my life. Now I was, and I know my mother's listening tonight, so I will share this, but my mother is, you know, probably four or five parts Aries, and she's just push. And I never could understand it because I thought, wow, you know, what is she doing? And in fact, it was a part of me that I had suppressed because I didn't even know that I had that part of me as an Aries. So, you know,
can I share with Sydney which planets you have in Aries? Because she understands about astrology to get.
Of course.
Is that okay?
Of course.
I'm figuring now, taking this out there more, I really do need to ask people's permission, because I found myself talking about my minister, you know, and where he has a planet. And I thought, you know what? I need to start checking this out with people and say, is it okay if I talk about you? Vicki is a Pisces with a Scorpio moon and her Mercury and her Jupiter in Aries. So she's been she's fought. She's fought for the rights of children. I mean, she's done some amazing things, you know. And so, but it's so cool that you would call. I mean, of all, I mean, the universe just is continuing to deliver blessing after blessing. That's all I can say.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much. And you are so right. I do have a very extra special guest tonight, so it's wonderful. Where do you live, Sydney? What part of the world do you live in?
Well, I'm in Florida right now, and partially in New York, but mostly in Florida now.
Okay.
Let me put it in a nutshell for you, Vicki. She has wanted to live by the ocean forever, and she finally made her move to the ocean,
years.
But still got to put up in New York. But she made that dream happen.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, that's
and
what it's about.
It wouldn't have been without Lorelai.
Well, that is so sweet of you to share that.
Even a possibility.
Yes, we're going to.
Fun. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome. And I do know that we've been on conversations before, I think, on the Dream Accelerator call. So that's awesome.
On Lunar Journey,
Well, thank you all so much. Thank you, Sydney. You have a beautiful evening. Enjoy the ocean.
Thank you. Uh-huh. You too.
You'd be blessed. Well, one aspect of what you do, Lorelai, and I know I have another call or two coming in shortly, but you have an ingenious cast of it. We've mentioned it several times. So for those that don't know, you have a way of putting all of the aspects of a person's, you know, planets. And we do have another caller. You call them the cast of characters. And you have a play shop that I actually was a part of yesterday. And my daughter and I, well, it was just phenomenal. I mean, it opened up some communication that we have not had. We talked the whole way on the way home, even when we got home. And then she became very ill afterwards and got sick and was very sick all night and has been sick all day. So she's been going through some releasing of letting go of all these old, just stuffed up stuff that's just been sitting there.
Oh, totally. You know what? I mean, I'm sorry that she doesn't feel well, but you and I, of course, both know what a beautiful release that she opened up and had courage to say whatever she needed to say, whether to you, to me, and now her body's just, you know, lagging behind and doing its thing.
Well, I asked her last night, and I want to share this with everyone because I know a lot of teenagers. I'm going to be having a teenager on the show in a month or so. But I asked her, I said, you know, you're so brilliant. And I said, you know, when you open up, you are just unbelievably just brilliant. And she said, well, it takes me a little while. She says, I discern. And if I don't trust somebody, I don't trust people, then I'm not going to open up until they've earned my trust. And she said, those folks last night earned my trust, so I was able to open up with them. And I thought that was beautiful.
Yes, I mean, she's a Leo with an Aries moon, so courageous, so creative, all of that. I mean, I've known her since she was little. But then again, the caution of Virgo, the caution of Scorpio, the caution of Cancer. You know, she's got all those energies, all those characters in her cast. Everyone, because I saw about half the folks at Unity today, everybody was mesmerized by her. They were just, I mean, they, like, you know, and that we had six generations here and had that kind of rapport. I mean, it was, I'm still doing this with you. You know, it's sort of like, wow, you know, when we do make whatever those internal shifts are, or we write the new story, it really works.
Yes,
you know,
it really does.
So,
it's awesome. Let me get Sandy. How are you this evening, Sandy?
I am fine. The subject matter is quite interesting. I wish there was a way I could fire about half of my cast of characters.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that before. Let's talk more.
This is going to be the dumbest question anybody has ever asked to. First, I'll sort of explain it. I have performed as a comedian, preparing myself for an agent now. So I am attempting things into show business, okay? That's one of my characters. The other character, and I'm proud of myself after I've been on stage, by the way, character
awesome.
Does not like to be looked at. She has never liked to be looked at, and she's a picture made.
So wait a minute, you're saying there's a part of you that's never liked to be looked at? Is that what you said?
Yeah, stared at, looked at, which is a strange profession to go in for somebody who also has really weird feelings. But I'm Taurus. I didn't know that I was influenced by anything else. In,
yes. So tell me your birthday. What's your birthday?
May 6th.
And what year?
1949.
Okay, May 6th, 49. So let's see. Oh, this is cool. I love this. Now it's so totally cold here. No, because I love what you said, firing your cast of characters. I mean, that is so cool because, you see, you created them all. You came in with all of these energies. So I just love that. I'm going to have to probe that more for myself. I'm going to use that in a play shop. That firing cast of characters. Okay. Okay, so any idea what time?
Don't know. I've tried to find out before, but I have no earthly idea the time.
Well, unless you're born right before midnight, in other words, if you're born between 12 a.m. and about 11:58 p.m. on May 6th of 1949, and it makes total sense, your moon, which is your unconscious, the sun is the conscious self. The sun is the hub of the wheel. It's our... excuse me, it describes the basic personality. Most people know their sun sign. They know nothing else, and they lump everything they know about a person under their sun sign. Your moon, you want to guess, you're a performer, you're an actress. The moon is, your moon, it was in Leo when you were born. That's where the moon is now, which is one of the reasons I decided to... Yeah, so there's the performer, there's a... See, Taurus wants to be comfortable. Taurus is about beauty. Taurus is about, you know, don't get me out of the easy chair, you know. In other words, I want to feel the breeze on my cheek and the, oh, my God, look at the blue sky and the bird is singing. And it's the senses. It's very sensitive, Taurus. But your moon, again, is Leo. So there is a need to shine. There's a need to be whatever that is for you. So let me look at something else. Let me just look at more than that. But that was just enough.
While you're looking at that, I want to share something about Sandy. She makes the most beautiful pictures of the sunrise and the sunset and birds. And I have to share something funny so that, you know, Lorelai can be looking at this. But she called the other day, Lorelai, and said she and her honey were going to the beach, and she said Paul was with them. That Paul's her husband. Charlie's her dog.
Paul was driving my honey and I to the beach.
Well, then, I mean, I can see why beauty would be such a jazzer for you, a juicer. I mean, you not only have the sun in Taurus, you have Venus, which is what you love. Venus is the Taurus planet. Every one of us has, you know, whatever our sign is, our sun sign, it's associated with a particular planet. And Taurus is Venusian. It's Venus. It's beauty. It's love. Well, your Venus, what you value, is also in Taurus, and what you desire. Both Venus and Mars in Taurus. So I would say too, that you're probably pretty stubborn and you're pretty fixed in certain things.
Yes. I've been referred to, as a matter of fact, on Vicky's show, I was referred to as the steamroller of the zodiac, you know, pushing my way.
Oh, yes, you're the one that wrote in. Yeah, well, because Taurus is fixed Earth. It's like a tank. It's going to go in a direction, and it may take it forever to change the direction because it doesn't feel comfortable to make changes for Taurus. But once they do, it's like, get out of the way. It is like a tank. It is like a steamroller, you know.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting? So that would suggest having Mars in Taurus, what you're passionate about, beauty, obviously, and what Vicky just said, what you create. So you're now wanting to act or to sit? So what's happening now when you said the stage?
I've started writing skits again. Most of them are amusing skits, and I want to perform my own skits. And as a matter of fact, in screen study class, the teacher is letting me perform one of the ones I wrote. So I just desire, that's my bet, just frankly, that is my best bet at being able to make money, because I'm funny when I'm on stage, and we all have our talents. I'm not bragging, I'm just stating the fact. I'm good on stage, and this is my best shot at being able to buy more beauty and to have the dog farm that I want. I would never go on stage if I didn't think there was prospect of making money.
Right.
So that's up front.
And rightly so. You've got three planets in Taurus, so that's important to bet, you know, to feel there's a certain security. So let me ask you a question. Why did you say you want to fire your cast of characters? Where did that come from?
One of the characters does not like to be looked at for very long a period of time at all. Another one would rather just be home and would probably only go out to look at the beauty and go for walks and it would probably just stay home, order in groceries, and not go anywhere at all. Just be in solitude. But then there's another character that just I'm so proud when I do a good job on stage. The times I have gone on as a comedian, I'm so proud of myself afterward. I'm miserable while I'm on the stage. I feel like I'm about to throw up. But there's a sense of accomplishment there. So
absolutely.
I've just got so many characters. I've got too many characters there.
No, they all just need voice. And that's what you're obviously doing. You know, there can be a part of you that's private and wants to hang out and eat at home or whatever it is, and a part that shines when you're on stage. So it's not about firing them. They are. You chose them. You came in with these parts of your personality. So another option is to get to know them and to marry those energies, to integrate those energies so that it works for you, where you're honoring the part of you that's private and needs to cocoon or whatever that is, you know, and then the part of you that, like you said, when I'm on stage and I do a good job, I love it. So, you know, this is about being conscious. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being conscious of these characters in our cast and deciding how we want to use them. You want to free up your old beliefs around this, in my opinion. Do you follow me?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because you want to use this energy now in a more conscious way. This is what I want now. I might have done this with this energy in the past or even yesterday, but today I'm going to be more conscious of how I express this. So,
that
you know, to
sense.
Create beauty, to create abundance. Taurus is about abundance on every level. There's a part of you that, again, does want to shine. So if you give voice to all of that, then you're conscious of what you're doing. Instead of fight one character, believe me, I know this really firsthand, having created this, when part of us is fighting another part.
Yes.
You know, then it becomes an honoring where that part of you says to the part of you that needs space and they need to be in her sanctuary or be in the, you know, on the mountain, whatever it is, you go do that while that part of you that needs to be on stage is then getting ready to do her thing when you're ready to do that.
Just sort of
change hats
in between my characters, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Change costumes, change hats. Thank you. You're giving me material here.
Yeah, and actually, I can see Sandy on stage doing exactly what she's talking about. You know, I have a really good idea too, Sandy. Is that Lorelai has a phone conference? How often do you do that, Lorelai? Once a month, twice a month?
I call it a teleshow, and it's Wednesday. Is that the full moon actually starts tomorrow? But my teleshow is Wednesday because I wanted the moon to be in Libra. So I do a teleshow. New moon and full moon.
How could Sandy hook up, or how could anyone hook up with that so that they could listen to your teleshow?
I mean, again, they can friend me on Facebook because I'll be putting it on Facebook. But it's the numbers are 206-402-0100, and then there's an access code, which is 126-976 pound sign. And anyone that is interested, if they want to send an email to me, you know, I'm happy to, you know, send them the information on that. Yeah. So that'll be the full moon call. Will be on Wednesday.
That's a great way, Sandy, to start understanding how Lorelei has put all of these parts of you, cast of characters, all these parts of you can be used. And I mean, as you as a comedian, have mercy! What a great.
See, I'm thinking to myself, God, I wonder where the Sag is. If you're funny, that's going to show up in your chart somewhere. That ability. You know,
I dream in comedy. I just do. I mean, I don't try to think of things. As a matter of fact, if I try to think of something funny, I draw a blank. But it just comes out.
And you know what's so great about you too, and that's why I know you got Sag somewhere in there, because Lorelei, she just tells you like it is. If I want to get the truth on something, if I have an issue with something, I call Sandy up and I say, okay, tell me the truth, Sandy. And I know she'll tell me the truth because she's got Sag somewhere.
Well, and then funny. I mean, anybody that's a comedian is either going to have Sag energy or a strong Jupiter that's going to show up, you know, from a skill perspective. Do you know what time you're born, Sandy?
I wish I did. I tried to find that out. I even got a copy of my birth certificate, and of all things, it's not listed on my birth certificate.
Wow.
I don't understand why.
Yeah. Is your mom's not alive?
No, and nobody remembers I was born.
Do you have any sense of it's like night, day? I mean, any of that kind of sense?
I intuit that it was probably the wee hours of the morning, sometime after midnight, but I have no way of knowing for sure at this time.
Okay. Well, again, in terms of looking at this information, there's still so much one can do even without the time. A lot of people have that misconception that if I don't have my time of birth, I can't look at my chart, and there's so much data anyway. But see, my whole thing now is it's not about interpreting a chart. It's about extracting the information from the chart to help the person understand how they're wired. In this case, mm-hmm. you know, the actress, the artist, whatever we are, and using those energies, freeing up those energies to be expressed again in a conscious way. So, yes. You know, the fact that you're getting ready to make this step would also show up from a cycle perspective, from a, you know, the current weather, so to speak, not the physical weather, but the cosmic weather, you know, what's going mm-hmm. on in terms of, oh, here's an opening. But this is, because again, this is not about planets do things to us. This is about what's going on in the heavens is going on inside us, and what's going on inside mm-hmm. us is going on in the heavens. So the fact that you're feeling called to expand in this way, that would show up somewhere. You know, oh, no wonder she's wanting to do this. That makes perfect sense.
I feel excited about it because of the fact that it's not a have to have. I'm playing it like a game, and I am enjoying the trip there. Okay, and if nothing happens, I still am having fun, and I respect myself, especially at my age, that I'm trying, and I'm out there, and I'm doing my best. And if it happens, thank you, good Lord. You know, I'm happy. Finally, this was a dream I had as a child, and I gave up on it because I thought that it was too good to be true. Nothing like actually making it in show business would ever happen for me. I just didn't believe it. But now I know that nothing is too good to be true, and the only way for sure that it can't happen is if I don't try. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm having fun.
Well, see, you just spoke your Leo moon. You said, I'm making a game of it. I enjoy it, and it's fun. That's Leo energy. Isn't it interesting you would call today? You're born with the moon in Leo, and the moon now in the sky is in Leo. So the universe, just the fact that you're on this call, I know you guys know each other, the universe is supporting exactly what you just said. You're getting a confirmation by the fact that here's the moon in Leo, which is this energy in you that wants to be a child, that wants to play, that wants to have fun, that wants to enjoy it, that wants to make it a game. I mean, good for you.
Yeah, and I'm a little girl in an old lady suit. That's all I am, a little girl in an old lady suit. And I'm married to a Leo, by the way.
Married
to a Leo. See that? The sun-moon connection. That's beautiful. a nice connection in a relationship.
He's a character actor that's all over TV as well, Lorelai.
You go, Leo. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I think it's great.
Very
talented. Great, and I'm so glad to connect with you.
Okay,
well, be sure
and I sure
and
have
you.
Enjoyed this conversation, the information.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in, okay? And
tune
in to
thank you, and I'm not going to pick up any more time. Just bless y'all, and I'm going to listen some more.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lorelai, there is something that I've enjoyed greatly by working with you, is you offer a cast of character play shop. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, because there might be some folks out there that would like to set up a group of people to do that kind of cast of character play shop.
Oh, that one. Okay. So, and oh God, I'm so on fire about this. Like, I know what my purpose is.
Yes.
A cast of characters play shop, which I now see can be for individuals, like yesterday, looking at the different, like we just did with Sandy and with Sydney. And then it's also looking at the characters in someone else's cast, your daughter, your husband, your lover. I mean, and so, and the beauty of it, which I saw yesterday again, was a compassion for self, like a real understanding of parts of oneself and an understanding of others. So this can be for families. This can be in the workplace, which I intend to do all of that. And I also, it could be someone who's got eight people. I'll go to their house, you know. I mean, I'll go where, you know, it's sort of like what is so exciting, like being at Unity today, Vicki, and talking to three of the folks that were here yesterday, and how they're each, like, it's turning. You know, one of them says, I want to have my sister. I really want to understand this more. So I've just, you know, I'm a Libra. I have Leo energy. I have a character that's Leo. So I like to, that's why, you know, the people that work with me, that's one of the things they're attracted to. You know, I'm not saying it's attracted to everybody, but, you know, the playful, childlike part of me, which it's taken me years to allow myself to really own it, you know, that's engaging to some people and it's not to others. But the people that work with me, that's what they want. It's part of what they want. You know, that's part of, they want to be childlike, et cetera. And I'm not always that way, but that's part of my character. So to create, you know, a play shop and a cast of characters, we could call it your soul team. We could call it your inner board of directors. But what's so interesting is, you know, so many programs, you know, they want you to find your archetypes, right? Whether it's Oprah or it's the warrior woman or it's the prostitute or it's, I mean, and it's all great stuff, but your chart is your personal archetypes. It's your own archetypes. And anything we admire in someone else is in us. And anything we don't like in someone else is in us. So to know us, then it just, what I saw yesterday, Vicki, was just the ripple effect of this, of what we saw yesterday. You and your daughter, me and my daughter. I mean, six different generations among 11 people. That's pretty amazing.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Kimberly is on the phone. How are you, Kimberly?
Hey, Vicki. It's Kimberly Leonard.
Hi.
Sandra gave me the number.
Oh, good. Well, did you have a question? We have just a few more minutes. We'd love to talk with you.
Yes. As you know, I have been in the healthcare industry, and I was in the process of kind of winding that down and semi-retiring. I was engaged to be married. May 7th, and on Tuesday, I lost my fiance. So now I'm a little lost.
You say you lost him?
Yes, he died.
Oh, wow. You really, okay.
So
well, that's...
And I had other things I wanted to contribute.
Yes.
Besides what I was doing before, and I've been working on those things, but now I would like any guidance that Lorelai can give me.
Well, Lorelai, I'm sure she's going to want to know your birthday.
Yes, but first of all, let me say, I just want to express my condolences for this transition. This is huge. I mean, really, yes. I almost feel to talk about your chart would be so trivial. You know, I mean, it's very important, but, you know, you've just suffered a major life transition. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I wanted to acknowledge your courage. I mean, to come here and share that, that's not easy. But I would like to know your birthday, if please.
My birthday is December 7th, 1964, and I was born at 4:22 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, let me put you in the computer then.
That's
I was
wonderful
just gonna look
that you know that. Yes.
Okay, so December, say it one more time.
December 7th, 1964, at 4:22 a.m.
And where were you born?
I was born in Port Huron, Michigan.
Okay. So this is where I really say that the fact that you're giving me your birth information, I see that as an act of trust, because I don't know the decisions you've made, Kimberly, but I know how you're wired when I have your birth information. I know kind of what you're made up of, so to speak. I just don't know what you've necessarily done with it. So as I'm saying that, I'm putting you into the computer because it is an act of trust. So I just, you know, I always, hold on a second, I just acknowledge that, you know, I want to acknowledge that. It's not, you know, people that don't necessarily understand this information, you know, they don't get it, but it's as I said,
it is an act of trust. And Kimberly, I want to just share with you, are you able to communicate with your deceased fiance at all? Has he come to you?
Yeah, Thursday night, I came and I just asked him why he left, and he was kind of a workaholic and he was older than me and just said he was just too tired.
He just came to me and basically said that he wanted you to do everything you could to understand that it was his time. And so I'll go ahead and let Lorelei, but you know I'm a medium, so I can communicate with, he just came to me very, very briefly. So,
well, thank you.
Yes.
And when did it happen exactly, Kimberly? When did he make his transition?
Sometime Monday night, because we found him Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh, this week.
Yeah, yes. That's what she's saying. This just happened. Yeah. So, wow.
Bless your heart. I'm really...
Did he die of... or was it, what I mean, what happened? He just keeled over?
He had lots of heart problems and different health problems, and he was just getting sicker and sicker the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm putting you in here.
Yeah, and you know, I have to let you know, Kimberly, while Lorelei's working on this, we only have, you know, about 6 more minutes on the show. So if there's anything that you want to address with Lorelei, she, you know, you can go to her website or contact her on her Facebook
always,
as well.
Call me.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, again, there are no accidents. I mean, in other words, there's a contract there on some level. You say he was older than you, et cetera. You know, it's almost like, I don't know, I don't know you, I don't know the history, et cetera, but there's an, you know, Sag is about freedom, and your moon is Capricorn, and that's about obeying the rules. That's about feeling disciplined and the shoulds and judgmental on the undesirable side. Capricorn is also achievement and success, and I got to get up the top of the mountain, et cetera. But that's eroding for you. In other words, a lot of what you think you should do. My intuitive sense, just because we don't have a lot of time, it's not about dissecting your chart. My intuitive sense, and again, this might sound not sensitive, but it's almost like he's freed you. He left so you could be free, because somehow whatever the relationship was about, it was too confining for you. But I don't know that you knew that.
In some ways, it was. Yes, it was.
So you do acknowledge. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and so he stepped aside so that you could fly.
So, wow, that's a very strong statement, Kimberly. In other words, there's a big, big purpose out here for you right now. So you're going to, yeah. I guess you already know what it is, too, don't you?
I just believe that he can help me more from the other side at this point.
Absolutely. And what was his birthday, Kimberly?
Glenn.
No, his birthday.
His birthday was February 8th, 1947.
Isn't that interesting? He passed away right after his birthday. I've heard that can happen a lot sometimes.
Well, yeah, because we start our year over on his birthday. A lot of people pass. Sometimes they pass before their right before their birthday, or you know, yeah, exactly, right afterwards. Because they're not. So it's okay. February 8th of 47. Okay, so let me just see if there's anything that pops out at me.
Here's my sister's age.
Virgo. Okay, so yeah. I mean, again, planets don't do anything to us, but he was in a 12-year cycle of emotional expansion, and sometimes you have Venus. What an interesting combination in him of I have to obey the rules, but I'm here to break the rules. And so, you know, it's like life just felt, he's an Aquarius. I use the present tense because we don't never die. We just, the relationships change form. But a lot of Aquarius energy, which is, you know, I got to do it my way. It may be outside the box, et cetera. But then he's also got the should stuff, in a sense. And so what I think God, what did you say that you got? He said it was just too, what?
He was just too tired. He worked a lot. He was just too tired.
Yes. Well, you know, and if we don't understand ourselves, then we're fighting often. Believe me, I know this one. We fight against ourselves. We fight against our own characters instead of getting to know them and make them work together. We fight against them, and that's tiring. That feels exhausting.
It is. Yes. Actually, I've been there, done that. It's exhausting. It is.
Yeah, I've done it just as of last week, I've done it, you know? I mean, but see, here's the key again. It doesn't mean we never do it again, but the difference is being conscious. Oh, I'm doing that thing that I do. I'm doing that melodrama, or I'm doing that manipulation, or I'm doing that anger thing I do, or whatever it is, or I'm doing that wonderful, beautiful, compassionate thing that I do, you know, whatever it is. So I'm certainly not trying to be flip at all, because that's why, you know, just acknowledging your loss, you know, that
everything is resonating what you're saying.
Okay, great. I'm so happy about that, because wow, I just commend your, you know, it's sort of like, you know, whatever, for whatever reason you came on the show to share that. I mean, that just happened, you know, in the last, what, couple weeks. Yeah, it took a couple weeks. Wow. So you know, and that's, but again, it's painful because we can't see someone necessarily, we can't touch them, but the energy is there. So I think you're absolutely right, you know, is that he can be of more help to you on the other side in some way. You know, I don't know what that is, but I, you know, your instincts. See, you have a lot of Scorpio energy. You have a lot of your Scorpio, or she's Scorpio rising, Venus in Scorpio. So you're incredibly intuitive. And you know, Sag is Sag is the teacher, the salesman, the marketer, the traveler. Sag can sell ice to an Eskimo. Sagittarius is the truth speaker, you know. In traditional astrology, it's the most upbeat sign in the zodiac. However, you have a lot of Scorpio energy, which is going to see the dark side. But the Sag says there's a pony in there somewhere. You know, and so there's more than a pony in here somewhere. You know, I mean, again, we can't minimize what we feel on the human level, you know, that you were going to marry this man and now he's in spirit. But you obviously, on a spiritual level, recognize the bigger picture here. Just the fact that you came on this call says that to me. Doesn't it say that to you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm quite impressed by your ability to just be there and be open about it, so. And Kimberly, I want to thank you so much for calling. And if you want to get in touch with Lorelei, just go to Lorelei Robbins. And I would love to continue talking with you. We're going to be, you know, closing up on the show shortly. But I just want to send out my love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everyone, Cindy and Sandy and Kimberly, for calling in and talking to Miss Lorelei. And Lorelei, you are just such a blessing. And I want to invite everyone to come to Robin's Cosmic Nest through your own show that you have as well, and to contact you through Facebook. I guess it's Lorelei Robbins through Facebook. And
yeah,
and
that's probably the easiest way. If someone's not on Facebook, my phone number is 404-226-0902, and that's my cell phone, and 404-226-0902. And but Facebook is probably the easiest, and then they can see my Miracle Minutes.
Yes, exactly. Yes, your Miracle Minutes. That is wonderful. And I know that Doug was trying to communicate with me, but I did not get your communication, Doug, so I'm sorry if I'm missing something, but I saw that you were typing and I did not see it, so I wanted to share that. But Lorelei, thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, but there is one more thing that I do want to talk about.
Okay.
When you have this ability that you do to incorporate all of this into your conscious business solutions, tell us what kind of, I mean, as far as an entrepreneur, it could be any kind of business. It can be any one.
You know what I've gotten, Vicki, so far, is what I've gotten around this is my first connection to the conscious business owner, whether they're a solopreneur or they have a small staff, is blue skying it. In other words, wired for our vision. Whatever someone's dream is, whatever it is, you know, I want to be an actress, I want to be whatever, we're wired for that in some way. So I'm seeing that the first session with someone in business is what I'm calling a blue skying session, which is let's pull out all the stops and just imagine, because whatever someone is dreaming or imagining, they're going to be wired for that astrologically. Whether they ever do it or not is a whole other issue. You and I know that, but that's the first step. So, and I love the term blue skying it, because yes, it could be unrealistic, and it can also be let's take the lid off and imagine. And that's the energy. Those are the cycles that we're in now, is to be inventive and innovative and brilliant and unique. All of us, you know, we all have our own zone of genius, as Gay Hendricks would say. And it's time to unlock that, and it's time to stand in that and to take responsibility for that in service to the planet. Bottom line, amen.
Yes. Amen. I have to agree with you. So, you know, if this incredible cast of characters, I think that's probably throughout the years that I've known you, the most productive, adventurous, helpful program that you have come up with. Because when someone understands, and I'm speaking because I've worked with you, when you understand your cast of characters, you're understanding yourself. And I just want to say this in your honor, is that I have learned archetypes, and I have learned the board of directors, and I have learned all of that. And I know that there are people listening that have learned that. I think the difference is that you learn to incorporate it to yourself, and you understand yourself through your astrological signs. So it gives it a deeper, there comes the Scorpio in me, but it's a deeper understanding, which the more you have understanding, the more peace you have in your life, in my viewpoint, more freedom. So if you want to share something on that, yeah.
No, I love what you said. I think that's real. I was, as you were saying it, though, I was thinking not only of your Scorpio, but I was thinking of the fact that the planet of power is in such a significant place in your chart. Because we're obviously mirrors for each other to some degree, because I'm feeling the same way about you and the evolution that I've seen in you and how you express and how you're using these beautiful energies in you. And so I'm just honored that we've been on this journey for a number of years. And I'm so honored that you were with me for my maiden voyage yesterday.
Yes. Oh, it was fabulous. And my daughter definitely wants to do the relationship one. And I do want to share something with y'all, and then we will have to close, is that, you know, as an attorney, I've been working for years, as you know, Lorelei, to incorporate the spiritual part of that. And I finally was able to do it through the church that I'm going to be attending shortly, a little bit more than I'm doing now because of the distance, and also my radio show. But I have learned to not fight the lawyer in me anymore. I am a lawyer, and I enjoy it, and I have found that part of lawyering that makes sense to me. and I am now happy with it. Whereas for 10, 12 years, I was like, oh, I have to fight that part of me. And one day I woke up and I was in Helen, Georgia, and I had someone in the car with me, and they said, well, what do you really want to do? And I said, well, oh my God, I want to be a lawyer. And I said, oh my God, I'm already one. I don't even have to go to school for it. And at that moment I woke up. That's when I quit fighting myself.
What I love about what you said, that's what's happening to a lot of people. They're looking at things that they've done in the past, and they're getting the juice out of it, the gold out of it, instead of saying, oh, I'm not an attorney anymore, I'm not a this anymore, I'm now this. It's like we're all of it. So you're bringing those skills that you use. Absolutely. I'm so glad you shared that, because that is happening for people.
Yes, it is. And so much about the people that called in, we're doing, especially with Sandy, because I know her personally, she is incorporating things that she's always been. So, but Lorelai, you have been such just a comfort this evening. We've all enjoyed listening to you and being a part of the show, and people can contact you through your Lorelai Robbins Facebook. And I just want to thank you. I mean, it's just been wonderful, and I would hope that you would like to be back on the show again. We'll get the Skype thing handled.
And so I was thinking anytime, sweetie. Thank you so much. It would
be great. And I want to just let everyone know that next week is the second of a 5-part series with Richard Andrew King on parenting wisdom, using numerology, wisdom, and experience. So y'all be sure and tune in to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki next Sunday, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And Lorelai, say your normal words that you say when you end your show.
Wishing you blue skies, green lights, and lucky stars.
There you go. Thank you so much, and many blessings to everyone. Good night.
Good night.